Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Well, Jason, thank you for engineering today. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. I just want to mention one quick thing before we get started. So yesterday I was doing some tractor therapy, and I had this old CyberShot camera in my pocket, over 20 years old, and maybe 30. I was going round and round and round in circles, taking pictures of all kinds of things, before and after shots, the tractor, ways I do things, detailed shots, things that are not in any book I've ever seen in terms of preparedness. Most books have shots from other sources, like here's a solar charge converter, and this is courtesy of the XYZ company, and you can get one too. And then they talk about, in the book, they talk about a little bit about the charge controller. The book that I'm writing with Gwyneth, not like that. Those are pictures from that I've taken and that she's taken. So my question for you, class, is I would like to know, as we construct this book and flesh it out, would you like to see more pictures, lots of detailed pictures? Should this be an encyclopedia with a lot of pictures on how to do things in the preparedness mode, or should it be more verbiage? Or should it be balanced? Because I've got hundreds of pictures so far, and I'm thinking that by the time I'm done with my part, it's going to be in the thousands, like 3,000 pictures. So I'd like to know what your thoughts are, if you don't mind sharing them with me. And that would be send an email to USA Prepares, USAPrepares at Outlook.com, USA Prepares with an S, at Outlook.com. And in the subject line, if you wouldn't mind, just put the word book or preparedness book, and I will certainly take into consideration your thoughts. Additionally, I talked to Gwyneth, and we would like to know what you think about, and probably all the instructors, what you think about what we do here. And, do you have any comments? And we'd like to include those comments in the book. Is that something that you'd like to send us an email? So what do you think about USA Prepares, the radio broadcast? You have any comments, concerns, questions? Do you like it? Don't you like it? Do you think we're doing a mediocre job? What do you think? Do you think we're doing a good job? Do you think we're doing a lousy job? What do you think? Has it ever helped you? And if you think that your comments, if you'd like your comments to be added to the book, we may do that. We really may. So we may have a section of the book about the broadcast, and what the class thinks. So whether you're an instructor or whether you're a student, new or been with us for a long time, or somewhere in the middle, I'd like to hear from you if you'd like to have your thoughts considered for publication in the book. So make sure that you use a name that you would like in the book, because I'll either put anonymous if you say anonymous, or I'll put your name. Okay? So that would be USA Prepares at Outlook.com. USAPrepares at Outlook.com. Greg Lesher's with us. Hour number one. Greg, real serious situation in Ukraine last night. They said on the media that the largest nuclear reactor, the power generation plant in Ukraine, was shelled by Russian tanks, and it was on fire. Buildings were on fire. Then later last night, they said that a reactor itself was on fire. Radiation levels were increased. This morning, they said fire's all out. No change in radiation. Radiation levels did not increase. So I don't know what to believe. I don't know what to believe. Greg, your thoughts?
Well, first, I'm going to say a picture is worth a thousand words. So pictures and diagrams in the book and drawings, absolutely, Vincent, as many as you can fit in there. That's what I try to do with mine, too. But on the nuclear disaster, it was looking like it was going to be on that subject. We got to think about Zelensky, this flaming high heel wearing leader of that country right now. Let's see. He told us that Snake Island, that they blew up and killed those soldiers on there who refused to surrender. That was a lie. He told us that they destroyed a Holocaust monument. We found out that was a lie. And he told us that, nothing he says is truth. Of course, from both sides, we're hearing nothing but lies. However, do I feel like that is going to be a scenario, future scenario? Absolutely, I do, and here's why. In the scriptures, now I want you to think, I want to do it in the Lord's perspective, okay? He called them Zion because they were of one heart and one mind, and there were no rich or poor among them, for they were all partakers of the heavenly gift. So when I say the word Zion, I'm using his version of Zion, not Jerusalem's view of Zionism, because we know there's an opposite. Lucifer has an opposite for everything that he does. Well, when in the last days, he talks about the haughty daughters of Zion, which is us. And he says that these women, instead of well-set hair, there will be baldness. Instead of, the ornaments and tinkling sounds that they make, there'll be ashes and sackcloth and stink. It just, he paints a picture in my mind of what a nuclear power plant would do, would make your hair fall out. So the more I thought about last night and this whole situation, I realized we don't need nuclear missiles to be in a nuclear environment. All we need to do is, all people need to do is, or other countries, is hit these nuclear facilities. And we'd be in that exact scenario. So it was kind of it made me sit back and think and realize that we're almost there. We have very little, if any, time to prepare for what's to come. And I know most of us believe in this book because it's unfolding like a guide to the future. Events it talks about, we're seeing. Your thoughts, Vince?
Well, it's been foretold. George Orwell told us in his books that there would be newspeak. We'd be confused. Words would have the opposite meanings of what they have. Big Brother would be watching us, and it's all unfolding. And he said the book was 1984. So it happened a little later than 1984 for most of us, but we're being watched in our own homes. And that's what he said. There would be a screen in your home, and you would be watching it, and it would be watching you. And people are thinking, no, we still don't have screens that watch us. Well, it's not true. There are television screens that have cameras and microphones in them. Televisions are connected to the Internet. The Internet's connected to everything. And there are servers all over they are watching us. They're listening to us. There are people who have these digital voice assistants like Echo and Alexa and, Siri. And they think it's great. They think it's great. They think that those devices are only listening when they're called upon to listen, like, Siri, turn on the light. And these people are just so lazy, they can't even walk over to a light switch. And I'm thinking about that. I don't have anything like that. Nothing like that. Now, I do have a GPS device, an old one, that I bought many, many years ago. And it's a receive only. It doesn't transmit. It receives only. And, you know, I'm able to navigate with a map. I know how to do that. Believe it or not, I know how to use a map. How many people do you know who are young who know how to use a map or have even seen a paper map or even know how to fold or unfold a paper map? Greg, I do have one tip I'd like to share with the class today, and that is...
Sure. Let me just put an explanation point on that. So, Pete, hold your thought.
Okay.
My son has been programming computers and doing websites since he left the home. Okay. He told me that all he needs is an IP address. He could go in and send that person a picture of them sitting on the couch or whatever they're doing. I said, you got to be kidding. And he said, no. I said, I need to find the camera on my TV so that I can put a piece of tape over it. And he says, well, if you do that, your remote control won't work. I said, well, what do you mean? He says, it's the LED, the receiving part on your TV that he can take the picture through. And he says, I said, have you ever done that? And he goes, only to people that didn't believe me, that it would never hold me accountable, but they just wanted the proof I've done it to. And he sent him a black and white picture. So you were right. We're in that time that Orwell was talking about. Back to you for your thought that you were going to.
Okay. So just to flesh out what you just said, Greg, when the pandemic started a couple of years ago, I thought, you know what? We're going to be kind of isolated, and we have some videos that, you know, educational videos that we'd like to watch. Great courses from the Great Courses Company. And these are, you know, college lectures, high school lectures on astronomy, physics, biology, all kinds of topics that we used when our children were being homeschooled. And I thought, you know, we need to be able to see them. And if we lose one of our screens, you know, blue screen, we won't be able to do that. So I wanted to buy a TV, a flat screen TV. 43 inches was the size. So it's not one of these big neighborhood size. It's just a 43 inch, and it fits in the bookcase that that I built in the kitchen. And to find one, I wanted one that was not a smart TV. It had to be a name brand, but not a smart TV. And it was tough. It was really hard to find a non-smart TV. But I did. I found one. And it's made by RCA. I don't know if it's still available. It's about $147 brand new, shipped from the Chinese factory outlet Walmart. And it works just fine. Now, if you think about it, if that remote were to fail, it's not connected, by the way, it's not connected to the internet. It's just connected to a standalone DVD player. Netflix, that's gone. We don't have Netflix anymore. And Netflix was not through the television. It was through a player. But Netflix has decided that not all players are up to their standards. I guess there's not enough spying in some of the Netflix, in some of the DVD and Blu-ray players, so they stopped supporting them. So Netflix has been, Netflix was a gift to us from a family member. But that's no longer, that's all disconnected. But the TV works, and it's not smart. And yes, you can.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesher's with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. And OutbackEnergySystems.com. Those are his websites. And I had to reboot my computer. It locked up. I don't know what's going on, but weird things are happening. And it's a Linux computer, so it's quite unusual. But we have a caller, and I will be able to take the call as soon as I reconnect, and that's happening now. Okay, I wanted to say that to make sure that your computer is spying on you less and to make sure that your television and other equipment are spying on you less, you need to disconnect the power. Okay? So in the studio, I have a power, it's called a power center. It has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 power switches for individual devices and then a master power switch that controls all the other switches. So, for example, I have network communications equipment on one power switch. I've got the microphone mixer on another switch, and then PC number 1, PC number 2, and PC number 3 on individual switches. Then below that, I have the monitors for PC number 1, PC number 2, PC number 3, and the printer on other switches. So the bottom line is I shut the power off. Okay? So there's no way, and I don't have a notebook computer attached to any of this, so there's no way that information can come through the microphone and go out, or a video screen can go out on the internet, because they're powered off. Not by the device, not by the TV screen or by the computer front panel control switch, but by a separate power switch that literally disconnects the electricity, the equivalent of unplugging it. Okay, that being said, there are 440 442 nuclear reactors in the United States. Oh, I'm sorry, in the world that are operational. 442 nuclear reactors right now. That's a lot. Now, that doesn't include the decommissioned ones and the the other nuclear-type sites that are all over the world. So keep that in mind, that there are plenty of nuclear devices all over. Next thing, when you travel, let's say your children are going to go to work. Let's say your children are going to, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, and let's say they live with you, and they're going to go someplace. A routine visit. Let's say they're going to the supermarket to pick up curbside. There are several ways that they can get there. There is the quick way, and then there are a couple scenic routes. So what you do is on the normally traveled paths that your family takes, you get a map, and you have three copies. Let's say there are three of you. Let's say there's one child and a husband and a wife. So each one of you has a map in his or her vehicle. And it's a paper map. And the map says, here's the route from point A to point B, to the supermarket, or to Sam's Club, or to the Chinese factory outlet, or wherever you're going. And you use those highlighters. One highlighter, let's say, is pink, one's blue, one's yellow. And you highlight the three different routes. And you say, okay, so you're going to go pick up groceries at the Chinese factory outlet. Pink, blue, or yellow, which route are you going to be taking? And the person going says, I'm going to take the yellow route. Okay, good. And what time do you expect to be there? And are you going to make any other stops? Nope, I'm going directly there, and I'm coming directly home. Very good. Okay, so you're going to take the yellow route there. Okay, we got it. So now everybody knows the roads that are going to be taken to get to pick up whatever they're picking up. And they know what time they're expected to arrive back home. Now, if they're late by half an hour and cell phone communications are down and the grid is down, or the grid is interrupted, or the cell phone communications are interrupted and they're a half hour late, then you can start worrying. And where are they? Well, they're on the yellow route. Okay? Now, you take different routes each time. You don't want to take the same path. So that's why you have a map, a paper map, and you can get that from your state government. You can contact them and say, Department of Transportation, I'd like some maps. Okay? I need four maps. That's one extra, right? So pink, blue, and yellow. Greg Lesher, any comments?
Yes, I'm one of these first people that I would, a friend of mine and I, we'd have, back in high school days, we'd have his mother drop us off in the High Uinta Mountains in Utah here, and we'd plan out the lakes that we wanted to go to and do some fly fishing on and camp here and camp there. And I'm the kind of person that I wanted to go to this hidden lake, and there was actually no trail to the lake. So we'd get to where the trail ended, just where this little stream cut off, and we'd look for these little markers that people had put on years ago.
Hold that thought. The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian forces bomb and take control of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and video footage appears to be struck by many munitions causing fires in and around the complex in southeastern Ukraine. Rebecca Koffler on Fox News early Friday morning is a former member of Russia's Defense Intelligence Agency.
Putin has a very high tolerance for a very different type of warfare, nuclear warfare. He's prepared to take the conflict into a tactical nuclear weapons employment.
Russian soldiers now control the plant, yet Zaporizhzhia employees are still running the operations and are reporting no radiation leaks were detected after the fires were put out. The United States is preventing Ukrainian citizens already in the United States from deportation. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said that it was extending temporary protection status for 18 months. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Vladimir Putin's forces attacked Europe's largest nuclear power plant overnight with bombs has all of Europe on edge. Rebecca Koffler is a former member of Russia's Defense Intelligence Agency. She was on Fox News Friday morning to discuss Russia's attack on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant.
I don't believe Putin intended to cause a nuclear disaster here. But at the same time, Putin has a very high tolerance for a very different type of warfare, nuclear warfare. Why is that? It's because he has been preparing his playbook on his orders. A very sophisticated nuclear doctrine has been developed, according to which he's prepared to take the conflict into a tactical nuclear weapons employment in the first use instance. What does it mean? It means that if he perceives that he's losing the conflict, he can demonstrate a nuclear strike in Europe. And the reason he's comfortable is because Russians have the capability with a low-yield nuclear warhead.
You shouldn't feel guilty for having a glass of wine every night, so long as you drink it with dinner, like the French. A study at Tulane University in New Orleans has found a glass with dinner, rather than on an empty stomach, could cut your risk of type 2 diabetes by 14%. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Thank you for being in class with us today. Greg Lesher's with us. Got two calls. Jeff in Massachusetts, I'm sorry for the delay, but my computer locked up, and that is the computer that controls the screen that lets me put calls on the air. So, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much, Vince. Well, Vince, first off, for your book, and this is the opening comment, to make your book great, what you should do is put in personal stories, anecdotes, things that you personally went through. That's what people gravitate towards. When I train people in security, I use a lot of stories from my life, and people gravitate towards that. That's first off the bat. Second, another thing, too, is the grid. being in the industry for over 20 years, this is what I see coming. I see an attack bringing down the grid, either through eco-terrorism, Islamist terrorism, or a false flag terrorism of some kind. And because most power plants, gas plants, oil plants, water utility plants, wastewater treatment plants are unarmed. Nuclear power security plants are the only plants that are armed. So in other words, all these places are literally soft targets. If they're brought down, the government will bring in Homeland Security to guard these places. Your gas prices will literally go through the roof using a Homeland Security surcharge. That's what I believe is coming. And there's nothing we can do about it. We are just a sitting duck.
Jeff, I appreciate what you said. I just have a couple quick questions. Not saying we're done. So, Jeff, the book, Personal Stories, that is the method by which we teach here at USA Prepare. So that is, you know, I was going round and round on the tractor yesterday and the day before and the day before, and that is what I have decided that I should do as well. So Personal Stories. But, you know, some people think that, why do we tell these stories? They're boring. That's the way we teach here at USA Prepares. And that's the way I like to learn. I like learning about real life, what the situation was, what the inputs were, what the changes were, and what is the result of those changes. So that's the way I like to learn. Rather than mathematics and looking at everything through equations, I like the personal stories. By the way, that is the Harvard method of teaching, whereas the Wharton School of Economics uses econometrics and numbers for everything, or numbers more than stories. So I'm with you. So you like stories. Now, what I've done with the tractor is, yesterday I was out and I get on and off and on and off and on off the tractor taking pictures of cow pies all over the field before. Then cow pies spread out in a surface area that's 10 to 20 times larger than the original cow pie. So shots of the chain harrow dragging through the cow manure, spreading it. And, you know, the field before, the field after, the field during, close-up shots, the chain harrow, the tractor, comparing different kinds of tractors, and making engine gaskets, types of grease, cleaning spark plugs, testing spark plug wires, reducing your home and automobile insurance, tools that you should consider, different kinds of toolboxes, items to consider when buying a stove, you know, for cooking. Area rugs versus wall-to-wall carpet, outdoor wood stove details, solar panel details, how to do it, how to build your own solar system. Those are in the book.
Oh, great. Now,
that's just the tip of the iceberg. And I'm thinking, I talked with Gwyneth yesterday, over 3,000 stories/images/topics in the part that I'm doing, and she's doing the same thing. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so she's doing it from a hand tools perspective. I'm doing it from a tractor and, more equipment perspective. But it's all about, it's all interlaced with stories. And that was one of the questions that I wanted to ask the class, and I'm so glad that you called in, because my question was, should I include my opinions or just make it fact-based? So, for example, let's say I show a tool. Yeah. And I show a Harbor Freight ratcheting breaker bar. And it's a great concept, but they break. So should I say, you know, these really work, but, you know, you're going to have to depend on the lifetime warranty, because you're going to go through these, a lot of them, because they're fragile. They're great when they work, but you're going to bang up your knuckles when they strip. I mean, should I put the personal anecdotes in my experience with these tools, or should I just leave that out?
I say putting your personal anecdotes, but let me get to the third point I was going to get into, because, yes, I talk about the grid going down, and that's extremely important, and what I see coming, and this part was opinion about the government bringing in Homeland Security to guard all these places, and your price is going through the roof. Now, here's the final part of my call, which is this, the urban perspective. Most Patriot shows don't get into the inner City blue state hardcore perspective, and I'll tell you why. The blue states resemble borderline communist regimes, meaning in order to really move up in the world, and this is after the baby boomer era, by the way, after the baby boomer era, like let's say the 90s and so forth, to really make it in a blue state, to be not working a chump change job, you have to know somebody in order to get a union hack job to make money, to get enough traction so you can move out of the blue state. It's kind of a catch-22. And this is the thing. If you are a patriot, if you have a pair and a backbone, if you would, you're going to be stuck working chump change jobs. You're always going to get kicked out of the jobs, or they're just going to phase you out of the job to where you're stuck working a chump change job. In other words, blue states are not hospitable to patriots. So it's like on a lot of patriot shows, they don't get into the blue state perspective of how to function, how to adapt to blue states and blue state life and everything like that.
I've got it, and I think the class has it too. And there's some quotes in the book, and I've talked to Gwyneth and Kathy and others about quotes from the book, and one of the quotes is, and I think this is addresses what you just said.
Okay.
In the blue states and in the hierarchy. And this applies to many of the bosses that I've had in my life. And that is, here's the quote from Vincent Finelli. This is original to me. How did that guy get so far, on so little, make so much, and stay so long? How did that guy get so far, on so little, make so much, and stay so long? What I'm saying is, how did that guy with so little intellect get so far up the ladder, make so much money at it, and stay so darn long at it? You're talking about, right?
Yes, but I'll answer that question because I watched this on Infowars.com, and there was a basketball player talking to the person doing the video, and this basketball player says, in order to get in the NBA, you have to have somebody in the door to bring you in. And that I'm going to use that quote every time I talk about this subject. In other words, it's like a wall. The wall.
I'm with you. And in Operation Gladio, the book, they say, the author says that in order to rise up in the Vatican, to climb the Vatican ladder, you have to have a sponsor, which really means you have to have a boyfriend, which really means you and your boyfriend are going to be homo buddies. That's what it says. And that's another way of looking at, you need to know somebody to move on up. Jeff, I have a favor to ask of you. Would you please please send me an email?
I can't because your website doesn't work. No.
I have it on park right now, but I'm going to turn it back on at some point. USAPrepares@outlook.com. That does work.
USAPrepares@outlook.com. Okay, what is it?
Right. Send me an email with your phone number. I'd love to call you off the air. And that way you can send your comment, and we'll try to put it in the book. I've got another call we've got to take.
Okay, thank you very much, Vince. Bye-bye.
So please do that and include your phone number. Thank you.
So it's Vince Finelli?
Nope. Just USA Prepares.
USA prepares.
At Outlook.com.
At Outlook.com. Okay, thank you very much.
Right. Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey Vince, before you take this next call, I just want to make a comment. I don't want to get too far off this subject, but this is the way it is. There's only going to be two classes of people, and this is their goal, at least for the one. There's going to be those that are dependent on the government and those that are independent. Okay? Now, if you're dependent on the government, they want 95% of you dead, so you're going to die. I just wanted to make that comment.
Okay, Greg, before we take Gene's call. Yes, you're right. Yeah. Before we take Gene's call, Gene, please stay with us for a minute, please. I said to the family, I said last night, and I've said this a couple times, so this was just repeating. The way we need to look at things right now is, what would the king do? So you can look at it at medieval times. What would the king do? So there's a food shortage. What would the king do? Would the king say, look, there's some people starving out there. We need to spread around the bread, make sure everybody gets his fair share? Or does the king and his family and those in the castle take most of it and leave a little bit for the villagers to fend for themselves? What would the king do? What would the king do in a situation where the revenue, they need more revenue? Would they raise taxes, or would they say, you know what, those little people are starving, they don't have anything, let's be nice to them, let's reduce taxes? They would raise taxes. What would the king do if they thought we're running low on oxygen? Would they say, let's have more people, let's have more children, let's increase the population base, or would they start killing people? What would the king do? So ask yourselves, class, what would the king do? An imaginary king. And then you can put whatever politicians you want in the place when you think about that. What would the king do? And that's where we are today. And there are people who think they're kings, like Bill Gates and Bezos. Bezos has destroyed the brick and mortar stores. He's destroyed them. And
yeah.
Bill Gates wants to make sure that everybody's vaccinated, and he also says there's too many people. And normally, in the good old days, before we realized that what that meant, we thought vaccinations were a good thing, and people, they would save lives. So now we know that what the truth is. There are too many people, let's vaccinate them and kill them.
And the ones that they do want to leave are the ones that they want to be their servants, to produce for them.
Right. How many people do we need to fill potholes? How many people do we need to build the roads? How many people do we need to make wire? How many people do we need to make communications equipment? What's the minimum number of engineers that we need? What is the lowest level that we can reach in the educational system so people can't figure out how to fend for themselves? Well, how can we dumb them down to the point where they are totally dependent on the system, the government, the kings? How do we do that? And that's what is done. It's been done. No child left behind. That really means, in the book, no child has a chance. No child gets ahead. That's what no child left behind means. Thank you very much. Former President George W. Okay, Gene, we'll be right back with you right after these commercials.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Two quick items. Just got an email from one of our students. Good morning, Vincent. Our family recently welcomed a 1.5-year-old black German Shepherd into our family. Thank you for your advice. Kevin. That's Kevin in Florida. And so thank you very much. I will see if we can put that in the book. And one last thing. I just talked to our son, went into the kitchen, and he priced a used alternator, a Delco Remy, not the Lise Nivelle that you were talking about, Greg, for building a generator. $35 used, 90-day warranty from a local salvage yard. So, class, if you're thinking about doing that, it will take less horsepower. It's not the one that, you know, it's not the big heavy-duty one, but $35 sounds like it's a reasonable approach. Gene in Kentucky, welcome. Thank you for holding.
Yes, good morning. My goodness, I don't know what somebody doing the dishes button. Well, anyway, I have a small TV here. It's a combination TV monitor. It's unplugged back in the bedroom with the cover over it. I have nothing to do with television. I don't have anything to do with television for like 10 to 12 years now. My husband watches it on his laptop when he's here, and he pays for some kind of stupid things like Netflix and all that junk. I don't want anything to do with it, but there's nothing I can do about it. And I told him, I said, I hope you got it set up so when something happens to you, I can disconnect all that. But I don't want to pay for any of that junk. But anyway, I wish somebody could persuade him to quit doing this automatic withdrawal stuff he's been doing, like for the telephone bill at the lake. And now he's got that on there. And he does his Amazon card. He wants it to charge everything on Amazon and comes out of his account. I hate all that because I try to pay cash when I can. Stuff through like eBay. And you have to do PayPal. And I make sure I pay for it immediately.
Okay, and, so we're trying to stay on topic, but everything you're saying is bona fide. We've done the same thing. No automatic payments. Don't do that. Don't get sucked into doing that.
Only thing I got automatic is out of Medicare. It's the supplement.
Well, you kind of have to.
Well, you didn't have to, but it makes it so much easier. Because they try to talk to everybody. Remember, years ago, I saw a gal at one of the stores when I was doing demos and all this stuff, persuading people to get direct deposit even for their Social Security.
All right.
Used to be that
so,
would come to the home.
Greg's got a whole bunch of things. Anything other anything that's salient that you can get to in 10 seconds, Jean.
Yeah. Another thing is, I hope you'll talk about washing machine repair. He's been trying to get the ASCO working, and when he plugs it in, every time it plugs it in, as my brother looked at it and all that too, as soon as he plugs it in, it blows the fuse.
It's in the book.
And it's a little complicated to work on. We can't get the guy to come and look at it.
It's in the book. It's washing machine repairs in the book.
Yeah, I know. Okay, but this is a front loader, and it's a little ASCO from Sweden.
Not,
I love it.
No,
you know,
not, no, only Whirlpool. Jean, call again when we have more time.
Thank you. You take care out there. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Okay, I'd like to make a couple of comments. You know, USA Prepares right now is a gold mine. Between your book and my book, you know, Gwen's book altogether, you know how they say necessity is the mother of invention? You and I and her have been living the lifestyle. I have concentrated on food, water, shelter, heat, cooling. And I did not take, there's no solution to these problems. So I was able to find the solutions. And what we have in your book, you can maintain what you do have. Between the two of them, they're gold mine for our day, for our time, and the time we're living in right now. Back to you, Vincent.
Now, I said to Mrs. Finelli yesterday, and I said to Gwyneth and some of the other instructors, I want this book to be the standard by which all other preparedness books will be judged, more complete, more thorough, topics that have not even been broached by the others. Like, what book teaches you how to solder, what solder to use, and teaches you about electrical tape, how to make it work better, and how to use liquid electrical tape? How to create a well pump splice. It's not in any of those books, right?
Yeah, or how can you create heat without wood, without coal, without electricity, being off grid?
Yes.
How can you purify large quantities of water that might be polluted or have radiation in them or have salt in them? So between these two books, I think you can be a part of those few men left on the earth.
I agree with that. And one of the things that we're going to do, and we haven't fleshed it out, is have a test. So if you want to be certified that you have read these topics and have understood them, there'll be a test if you want to participate in that and get the certificate as a result of completing that coursework. These books are courses that are not taught in schools. And there are a whole bunch of 2-, 3-, 4-minute reads that collectively will jumpstart you into doing things that you've never thought you could do before. Literally.
You can be independent.
Absolutely.
Independent.
Right. How many of you thought about rebuilding a carburetor, how it works, how to make a gasket, literally how to make a gasket with a ball peen hammer? How do you do that and get it absolutely, positively perfect? It's in the book. How to clean spark plugs? It's in the book. So, Greg, hey, thanks so much, Greg, for being with us. I'm all excited about where we're going with USA Prepares. I really am.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.